This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Now the host is usually Mike Rivero, but Mike Rivero is filming for a TV program, and so I am filling in for him. I'm Ryan Dawson of ANCReport.com or Rise 2 Cents. You can check out my work over there, and I'm often posting on WhatReallyHappened.com. I've known Mike for about 10 or 11 years or so, and I'm very happy and feel fortunate to have the reins for the program. It is a gift to be able to talk to everybody. And I promised before I was talking about government roads and waste that I want to explain what went down with the peace deal with Iran, because I feel that it's been spun heavily in both directions. We had the corporate media acting like it was the worst thing in the world and that they're going to build a nuclear bomb, destroy everybody. And independent media was taking it like it was this major victory, and I do count it as a step in the right direction, but it's not something to get that excited about when you really look at it. The way they had it is basically they're limiting their uranium enrichment to 5%. It takes like 90% to build a bomb. They never went above 20%, which you need for medical isotopes, but the French had a fit about that because they don't want to compete on the market with that, with the Persians. So they said they would do this if the U.S. and the other P5 members in Germany decided they would not create any new sanctions on Iran, because they put sanctions on just about every industry they have, from banking to automobiles and precious metals. And so they did lift a little bit of that, and they are going to allow Iran to sell its petroleum products up to $4.2 billion, and that sounds like a great deal. They limit their uranium, which they were doing anyway, and they get $4.2 billion in sales revenue that they'll be allowed to sell to Europe. The problem is they were also restricted from increasing their production. So you think about it, you're allowed to sell $4.2 billion west to Europe without increasing your production, which means if you're not going to increase your production to sell that much, that's just oil they would have sold to China and sold east anyway, that they can't sell there or that they're going to sell west. But what it does do when you have two buyers is you can get a better deal from both of them, because you can tell China, well, if you're not going to buy, or not just China, but China, Japan, India, the whole Asian area, if you're not going to buy for this price, we'll sell it to the Europeans, at least until we hit our limit of $4.2 billion, and then they're stuck only selling eastward. However, that means they're losing less money than they were before. But when you look at how it was before the sanctions, the numbers from 2011, before all this stuff started, when the Israelis freaked out and implemented this plan, they're still losing about $5 billion a month. It's a six-month interim plan. So in total, they're losing $30 billion. And they're allowed, if they can sell it all, to only get 4.2 back. So you're looking at losing over $25 billion still. Now, for Iran, that's still a win because at least they're not losing as many tens of billion dollars as they were prior to the deal. But that's really all they're getting out of it, plus supposedly lifting some restrictions on some of their metals and petrochemicals, which is different than oil and gas. However, the U.S. has already broken this agreement. They couldn't even make it 1 month. This agreement was signed November 20th, and it's not even December 20th yet. It's December 17th today, and they already broke the deal a couple of days ago by expanding the sanctions. So they said, this is so Obama-esque, the way they play around with semantics. Say, well, we didn't create new sanctions. We just expanded the original sanctions to encompass more than they did before. Now, that absolutely is creating new sanctions because you're sanctioning industries who were not sanctioned before. But they say, well, those industries fall within the same category as industries that we were sanctioning, and we just made the circle bigger to incorporate more of them to restriction. Now, this, why would they do that when it's taken over 30 years really to make a deal? One reason, because Bibi Netanyahu, the psychopath that runs the ethnic cleansing state in Israel, has been having an absolute conniption fit, and the lobby's been to Capitol Hill beating their war drums. And they figure, well, if we can break our deal and tick off the Iranians and they react to this, and then we'll have a pretext to break off the rest of the deal. And Iran was very angry in the beginning, but cooler heads prevailed, and they decided that they're not going to cut off talks in May, that the talk will continue, and that the step two will be implemented. Step two has to be better than the first step, obviously. And even John Kerry, who is by no means a good person by any stick you measure, and Obama, same boat, but they're not as bad as some of the other psychos. This is a relative term. I mean, they're all government. But they were saying that they're tired of it and that they're willing to cut a deal with Iran, a little bit better deal. Because really, the United States doesn't benefit at all from putting sanctions on Iran. Iran's not a threat to the United States. More oil and gas in the world market lowers the price of oil and gas. That's good for consumers all around. Most of the oil and gas that the U.S. gets isn't from the Middle East anyway. They get the majority from Canada and Mexico. Only 1% of oil in the United States is used for electricity. 52% comes from coal, which I think is disgusting because of the environmental impacts of coal. I believe Mike Rivera would advocate thorium, not only to replace uranium, but to replace coal. Coal puts a lot of filthy things in the air and causes asthmas and cancers that are killing thousands or tens of thousands of people, or it ups your odds of getting them, you can say, and releases radon, and it's disgusting. And there are technologies out there that are better, and I'll just defer to you because I'm afraid of running out of time today, but on ancreport.com, hit the podcast button and look for the Carl Denninger interview about thorium. And you can learn a lot about thorium. There's also a great TED Talk by Kurt Sorringer, which is TED, if you don't know, just Google up TED Talk, thorium. Thor, just like Marvel Comics, Thor, or the Norse god of thunder, which Thursday is named after Thor's Day, thorium. And check that out. Watch the TED Talks. There's some YouTube videos and the Carl Denninger reports over on ancreport.com. That is a better alternative to coal. But back to Iran. There's no benefit in the U.S. targeting Iran. We don't really need another war in the Middle East. There was no purpose for the war in Iraq. There was no gain. And people talk about petrodollar, this and that. The oil went to China anyway. A lot of the big oil industries actually opposed the war. The propaganda for those wars started before the euro even existed. So it wasn't about Saddam, you know, buying his oil in euros or anything, because he wasn't, and he didn't. That war propaganda started long before 2003. Those were lies made up in the 90s. They tried to kick it off in the first Gulf War, which was also based on lies and was a long time before the EU or the euro existed. It was just a Hill and Knowlton creation with Tom Lantos, where they had the ambassador's daughter or niece get up there and give her babies on incubators speech, which was complete baloney. There were no babies on incubators that ripped out of a neonatal and intensive care unit. Purely based on lies. And I'll explain more of that after the break.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And we're back. This is the What Really Happens show. I'm Ryan Dawson. I am substituting for Mike Rivero. He is filming a TV program for the History Channel. I believe that's correct. But he's off doing other things, and he'll be back in 3 days. So I will be your host for the next hour and then the next 2 days. And I was talking about Iraq. I was talking about the first Gulf War in Iraq, which was also based on deception, as all wars are. And the kind of the weapons of mass destruction that lie at that time was the babies on incubator speech, which was completely fabricated, and still Iraq was invaded and hundreds of thousands of people were killed. And between the two wars, over half a million Iraqis died, the majority of them children, from starvation. And the U.S. already had the oil. It was the oil for food program. They were basically saying, sell your oil and you get to eat. But apparently not enough, because half a million of you still starved to death anyway. They already had control of this. That was not the reason for the second war in Iraq. Was not oil. It was for Israeli interests, same as the first Gulf War. The Israelis in the Defense Department, Israeli partisans, that you can look at each pre-war lie. These are documented. This isn't just speculation or pontification. Each pre-war lie that came out saying that there were chemical weapons under the palaces, or that Saddam Hussein had mobile weapons labs with anthrax, which was erroneously tied to 9/11, by the way. These lies from Judith Miller and Gary Schmidt, who got a Guardian of Zion Award. Miller, who was dating Leibowitz, that's Louis Libby, Cheney's chief of staff, complete Zionist. The lies from the Office of Special Plan about Yellow Cake Uranium, which was from Michael Ledeen, another dual citizen with Israel, and the OSP is run by Douglas Feith, another dual citizen with Israel, and his mentor Richard Pearl, an arms dealer for Israel and a dual citizen with Israel, and then the Secretary for Policy, that was Pearl, and then you had Paul Wolfowitz, who later ends up running the World Bank, another dual citizen with Israel. Then you have Feith, who's partnered with Mark Zell, who's an Israeli settler. These are the guys telling you all of these lies, who work with Chalabi's group, who should be in jail for embezzlement and bank fraud, to basically stovepipe these stuff to these cherry-picked journalists who would write it in the yellow rag called the New York Times, which always lies to sell wars. Judith Miller is the same person that blamed Oklahoma City on Iraq. She blamed the 1993 World Trade Center bombing on Iraq. She blamed 9/11 on Iraq. And, of course, she lied again to get the second war in Iraq. That's what she does. Her whole career has been trying to get a war with Iraq. Again, long before any of the Euro or EU or any of that came into play. Had nothing to do with it. Very little to do with it later. There's never just a single source reason for war. There's always a multitude of factions that come together. But to ignore the Israeli role is extremely foolish. This was Israel's war for Israel's benefit. They went in and liberated the western areas of Iraq first to make sure that Israel wasn't going to be hit with any scuds. Saddam was a threat to their ambitions on colonizing the rest of the West Bank and then invading Lebanon, which they did, and they still lost because of Hezbollah anyway. But they believed, with Saddam out of the way and with the Lebanese military out of the way because of the Hadi scandal, that it would just be a one-on-one with Hezbollah and that Israel would crush them. But Israel is not used to fighting people who actually shoot back. They're used to fighting children throwing rocks, so they didn't really know what to do when people had anything remotely equivalent to the equipment that the Israelis get, which they pay for with free forgiven loans, $3 billion a year from the United States. But you've got to look at these lies, and you must see that Iraq was erroneously tied to the September 11th attacks, which was a joint covert operation and a complete inside job. But the myth was that Saddam Hussein and Iraqi senior officials had gone to Prague and met with Mohammed Atta, who's supposedly the lead hijacker of 9/11. And at this meeting, this is something told by James Woolsey to Gary Schmidt, who wrote it in a publication for William Kristol, all these guys, dual citizens with Israel, and racist Jews. They write this up in the Weekly Standard, which was founded by the PNAC founders, the Project for New American Century, Robert Kagan, and William Kristol. So Gary Schmidt writes this bogus piece about this meeting in Prague. And they didn't jump the gun about the anthrax yet, because the anthrax letters were not opened as soon as they were supposed to have been opened. But after they were open, and I'm talking about September 18th, they had already made this connection to Iraq. A week after 9/11, they're already publicizing this. They waited till the anthrax notes were opened. And after that, because they said they might have anthrax. And as soon as they were open, lo and behold, the notes said, death to America, death to Israel. P.S. We're evil Muslims. And then suddenly this meeting in Prague story was larger than before. It became senior Iraqi officials met in Prague with Mohammed Atta, where they passed him a vial of anthrax. Of course, they didn't. There was no meeting in Prague, and Iraq didn't have anthrax, and neither did Al-Qaeda. And yet, somebody mailed anthrax from Hollywood, Florida, and Waukee, New Jersey, exactly where the hijacker cells were. Someone knew where their hijacker cells were and how to frame them. It might have been the group that was living next door to them, which was the Israeli Mossad, living next door to the hijackers, who in reality were privateers. And I'll explain what a privateer is in a second, but this is ridiculous. They're living next door to these hijackers. Anthrax is sent there. The lies about anthrax came from Israeli security forces who claim to have witnessed the transfer of anthrax at this meeting in Prague that never happened. You cannot witness a transfer of something at a meeting that never took place between two parties that didn't even have anthrax. Furthermore, it was genetically traced back to the U.S.'s own labs. But this was the legal reason for the war in Iraq. They said that Iraq was in violation of a UN resolution, 1441, which said they weren't allowed to possess these kind of chemical weapons such as anthrax. Colin Powell went to the United Nations and made a speech about anthrax. The notes said, death to America and Israel. This is the story, the Israeli story, this BS about our anthrax that connects Iraq to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. Remember this. He goes to the UN and he actually held up a little vial. It didn't actually have real anthrax in it, but he held up a vial and said, you know, a vial this size could wipe out X number of people. And he gave this speech, which was just written to him, written by Louis Libby, for him to read. It was really just Colin Powell's credibility up there talking, because none of the neocons were believable enough, and they tarnished his reputation forever. And Colin Powell's no saint. He's not somebody that ought to be heroicized. But compared to these just heartless, psychopathic neocons, Colin Powell's a pretty good guy. But he got up there and he talked about the anthrax, and you have to remember, that was the legal reason for the war, the UN resolution. And in his speech, he actually had the cartoon, ridiculous cartoon pictures of these mobile weapon labs that were producing anthrax in Iraq. And these mobile weapon lab stories are coming from the same cabal and published by Judith Miller, Libby's girlfriend, who's writing the speech for Powell about the same anthrax charade. It's just the chutzpah of these people. And they get away with it. And you're distracted by the left saying, oh, it's oil, oil, this. BS. This is Israel's war, and that is why we have a target on Iran. I'll be back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Ryan Dawson, subbing for Mike Rivero. I'll be here the next 3 days. I gotta get better about giving you the number. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And the Skype is Kelly, RBN2. And I have a caller from Alabama. Rod in Alabama, are you there? What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm here. I have a question about, and I know you've moved on, but I was trying to call earlier and then I had company. Is that about Hatteras Island, I don't understand, what are your representatives doing about this? Because I cannot assume that I would be, have no way to get on or off the island. I mean, what are your, what are the representatives saying there in North Carolina?
That is a good question, and I don't mind if, you know, if I got off on another topic or whatever. It's, you know, basically all the actual elected representatives on the state level and the local level and the federal level all want to reopen the beaches, build the bridge, build the road. That's not the problem. And usually, I'm not a fan of government, but they are not the issue. They all want to replace the bridge. It's in their own interest. That's a lot of revenue for the state. They don't want to cut off an island either. But it's these environmental groups that are suing, who have a lot of power from out of state and a lot of supporters that just sort of unquestioningly send them money. If you really look at some of the supporters for the Audubon Society and Southern Environmental Law Center, they're getting money from Toyota and Ford and these big auto manufacturers. And then you see that these same environmental groups are the ones opposing wind turbines on the pretext that it hurts the bats and the birds or whatever. So you look at who they're really getting their sponsorship from and their major donors, and that they're opposing alternative energy and, you know, harming beaches, and they don't give a damn about the environment. But that's the real problem. The elected representatives are tearing their hair out about it. But a lot of people in government are incompetent, and it took a lot to reach the state representatives. The county commission in Cape Hatteras Island, you know, 5 out of the 6 live on the other side of the bridge and kind of drug their feet about it. And they make a nice story saying how they want to help the island, but they've done a lot of disastrous things themselves. However, I don't think they're malevolent as much as they are just incompetent. They're not the brightest crayons in the box. But to save face, they just blame everything on each other. Everybody's pointing fingers. The senators are there. They're having meetings with the people in Cape Hatteras Island, and they have reopened the bridge yesterday. However, it won't be long before it's closed again. I mean, they put more sand underneath it, but it's still rated a 2 out of 100, and they're going to have to build a new bridge. And I don't see a way around it other than just telling these environmental groups to stick it and build the bridge and let them sue them, because they're not really harming the environment.
Well, my question is, and I'll hang up because I know you're busy, is that whose pocketbook has to be hit before something is done, before a new road is built? Whose pocketbook?
Obviously
it isn't your politicians, because they feel their hands are tied, right?
Well, they do. Right now they do, but they kind of have to, because there's so much of an outcry that of, you know, not only people live in Cape Hatteras, but the rest of North Carolina. I mean, the rest, who in the world would want people isolated without a bridge where they can't get on and off an island? I mean, nobody can openly support that. And if the politicians didn't get up and support the people of Hatteras, it would be absolute political suicide. But where were they, you know, last year, the year before that? They made a lot of talk like Obama, but they not a lot of actions. So I don't know how sincere they really are. I think
what is left for the people of Hatteras to do? I mean, what do you think is their option? I mean,
they need like independent media sites like what I'm doing now to tell the story, so that more people outside of Hatteras can get involved. Because unfortunately, only having 5,000 or 6,000 people is just not enough. I mean, there are more listeners right now on this show than live on the entire island of Hatteras. They just aren't. There's not enough voice there for people to listen to them. And so I'm hoping people that also live in different cities in North Carolina or other states or Canada or whatever can help put the pressure on. Just because it's the right thing to do. The same reason I talk about Iraq and Palestine and Yemen and other areas that I'm never probably going to visit, and I don't know any of those people, but I give them a voice anyway, because I hate injustice, and this happens to be right where I used to live. I'm from Cape Hatteras Island. I lived there for 15 years before I moved, and these people desperately need our help, and we need to also call our Congress and put more pressure, and don't ever, ever give money to these environmental groups like the Southern Environmental Law Center or any of these groups. They have been in bed with the government. There's a long history there where when they were taking land from American Indians, when it was no longer acceptable in the world community to just ride up and kill them or kill the buffalo or salt the land, that the new method from Teddy Roosevelt on was to use scientific and environmental pretexts to steal land. That's the whole long Agenda 21 plan. And that's the thing. People have to realize that these groups really don't represent the environment at all. These are just predatory lawyers. So cut their pocketbook off, and don't be raging, but politely call the representatives and say that you support Cape Hatteras and that a bridge needs to be built immediately. I think that's the best
course. There's an old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So you have to keep talking. You have to.
Yeah, you have to. And the thing is, it's always some little area. This happened in Sandy Hook, New Jersey as well. And then, of course, I got overshadowed by another event there. But they attacked them, too, and took their beach away. And they're always picking on one group, and it's one at a time. And it's very hard for everybody to unify. But now with the Internet, we do have the ability to say no, because if it can happen there, it can happen here later. And, you know, as Martin Luther King said, you know, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And we have to stand together for the people of Hatteras Island, for the people of Palestine, for wherever people are being oppressed, having their land taken away. This is basic theft. So please, regardless of where you live, you can go to congress.org, put in your zip code, and talk to your federal representatives. You can also look up the numbers for the politicians in Raleigh and North Carolina and let them know what you think, you know, especially if you vacation there, because there are millions of people who vacation to these islands. And the island below Hatteras as well, Ocracoke, is also suffering from this, I would mention. And they're even smaller and have less of a voice. And unfortunately, they're in separate counties. That's the way they sort of gerrymandered the counties to keep the islands apart, so they couldn't have a unified voice.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. You have a nice day.
You too, and thank you for your call. We have another caller, Phil in Florida. Thanks for holding on for a long time. I'm sorry.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
Hi, glad you're on today. I wanted to talk about the drones. And,
sure.
You know, and the left cover that's allowed all this to happen over the last 5 years. I'm with a Veterans for Peace chapter here in Central Florida, and I've been with Veterans for Peace since 2005, you know, during the Bush years. In fact, what got me to become aware of them and join up was they're leading the charge there for impeaching Bush and for the illegal wars and invasions, you know, and they're citing the Constitution and all that. And I said, wow, these guys are really stepping up and taking it on. And then Obama got in, you know, and third day in office, he sent drones into Pakistan, killed a couple few dozen people, including three little kids. And one of our members wrote a piece, I'd like to mention it. It's called Impeach Obama, and it's on the globalresearch.ca website. If you just go there and type in Impeach Obama by Tom Santoni. And
I've interviewed several people from Global Research.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend that as a daily site, really.
Yes. But the point is, it forced us to bring up the issue in our chapter, and we presented the resolution to the Veterans for Peace in 2009 to do what it did for the same crimes when it was the Republican doing it.
Oh, and, but, you know, Brand Obama's got a different banner and a D next to his name, so it's completely different.
Well, we've been waging
this fight. He's on the blue team.
Exactly. But you know, I believe we have to fight these fights, Ryan. And a lot of our members, a lot of people in Veterans for Peace that were truly peace before.
Can you hold on just through one break? The music's
yes.
coming. Just I want to get to that point, so just hold on through one more commercial.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 guests, 3 fell auto makers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Moment documentary.
I'm laughing at the bump music. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Rivero, and I'm talking to Phil in Florida for Veterans for Peace. Please continue what you were saying before the break.
Thanks, Ryan. And I don't want to just talk about criticizing the left, and we have to do that and expose the misleadership. But I also want to talk about what we can do
to be fair, the right will do the same thing. Like if Obama got elected first and then Bush got elected afterward, it would be the same.
Yep. Yeah, you know? I mean, each side rediscovers the Constitution once the other guy gets in, you know, if you watch it long enough. But we're talking about millions of people being killed and maimed and displaced, so it really is serious. We came up with the slogan, Ryan, war crimes are war crimes, prosecute Bush and impeach Obama. We actually have bumper stickers made and everything, brought it to the attention of Veterans for Peace, National, Code Pink, World Can't Wait, After Downing Street.org, all the ones who were leading the charge.
All the ones on the ADL's list this year of anti-Semitic organizations.
For what organizations?
ADL, they call them anti-Semitic. Anybody that's anti-war, they just call anti-Semitic.
Wow, if those guys made the ADL, oh my God, we're in trouble. But
Well, I had a whole two-page report on myself.
Oh, well, I believe that. Well, your work.
That is my 9/11 film, which I'm not going to explain because I don't have any hours to get into it.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to ask you that before the next caller is how I can order a copy of your updated War by Deception, and I believe you made another film following that.
Oh, yeah, Decades of Deception, and that goes over 60 years of mostly the CIA's debauchery, but also MI6 and the Mossad. And basically, I started with the Korean War in 1950, and I went on to about 2010, and I got into JFK, and a lot of scandalous things and covert operations that these intelligence agencies have done, and anybody that's in denial of conspiracy needs to look at some of the major ones, and I mean, Iran-Contra's in there, Operation Washtub, Operation Ajax, the Suez Crisis. I mean, it's just almost every year
there was some
deception, one after the other. And I did it as a timeline, and that film's only an hour long. It's digestible.
And are we able to order it from you?
Sure.
I know you're in Japan.
There's like a lower quality free version on YouTube, just write Decades of Deception. It should come up. You can watch it free. If you'd like to order it, which I'd rather you order it, you can go to ancreport.com and click
Alpha
on the store.
November Charlie?
It's like anti-neocons, ANC.
ANC. Okay.
Report. .com and click on store and you can order Decades
Great.
Of Deception.
Great, I'll
there.
Go there. But speaking of timeline, I wrote a piece that out before this year's Veterans for Peace convention called Timeline to Veterans for Peace's Vote to Impeach Obama 2009 through 2013. You see, we didn't just back down. We kept the issue pushing it, and the resolution passed finally at the 2011 convention, and the national leadership just has kept the lid on it, you know. And so this year we submitted a resolution that would force the national leadership to send an official letter to Congress, like they did with Bush, calling for impeachment, and make it available as a download on the website and a flyer like they did with Bush, so we at the local level could lobby our members of Congress, our neighbors, our local media, etc. And somehow we just had a mail-in ballots, and from last year's mail-in ballots to this year's, there was a hell of a lot more votes, and that's odd considering membership's been dropping, and it went the other way with this this resolution that the national leadership did not want to have to carry out. And it's really disappointing, but I really believe had the left, the anti-war left, called for impeachment when Tom Santoni wrote that article, Impeach Obama, it's on globalresearch.ca, in you know, just a week or two after Obama bombed Pakistan, I really believe we could have nipped this thing in the bud. Because if you have a not, and again, this isn't about whether impeachment would happen. This is about a call, public call for it. And
I've interviewed Jeff Blankford and Gilad Osman and some others, and this is very similar to what happened to the Palestinian Solidarity Movement. You see all these George Soros-funded leftist organizations that come in and they talk about the occupation, but they won't talk about aid or the lobby or anything. Those are touch topics.
You got the money in there, but
COINTELPRO.
Yes, I heard Gilad interviewed on Ken O'Keefe's new show the other day. Ken O'Keefe has a new program called the Middle East, and Gilad
he asked me to do research for it, but
oh great.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't have the time. I have a job in Japan, isn't that? But I mean, wish you know the best. You know,
well, anyway, I'd like to you know, put out to the listeners today to look up their local veteransforpeace.org. Look at the mission statement of purpose. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan organization, And if you, you know, believe in the statement of purpose, which I think a lot of people do, left and right, you know, help us out, you know, or call their local chapter and say, hey, look, you know, you guys passed a resolution in 2011. Nobody's heard about it. Call a member of Congress and ask them, you know.
People really got to get past the labels, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of party tribalism. It's a psychological thing.
And the same thing with Oath Keepers on the right, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They stay on their side of the fence and, you know, it's not just a left thing, but the thing about the left is they put themselves out publicly as purpose for being to stop the wars, you know. And they're always asking for your money. You know, Medea Benjamin and Code Pink went to Pakistan, you know, to say, you know, boy, how horrible it is that our country's bombing you every day. You know, they know that already. They're on the receiving end of the bombs. What they should be doing is going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, absolutely. They make a big deal out of things they can't change, like the process they're using isn't going to matter. And you see a lot of this. You see this even on NPR and Democracy Now! And stuff, these sort of left-leaning things where they balance a story that isn't balanced. Like if you're going to say the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, for example, they're reported at a one-to-one ratio. When it's not a one-to-one ratio, there might be 50 attacks on one side and one on the other, and they act like it's even keel. Or even Jeremy Scahill, and I admire his work on Blackwater and everything, but he's talking about these drones and stuff in Yemen and in Somalia with the torture dungeons, but the real story there in Somalia and Ethiopia is millions of people have died of starvation, mainly from U.S. aid and this foreign aid, which is actually predatory loans. And Thomas Mountain is a good man to listen to about that. He lives in Eritrea, north of Ethiopia. I mean, millions dead. And this is kind of minutia, focusing just on, well, this, you know, Northrop Grumman had this bomb this one place, or they killed Anwar Al-Awlaki's son, which is bad, but you got to say the whole story. And that's just a minor part of it, and they just omit the rest of it.
And if you
and
go
they
to
get people trapped in academic minutia.
And there is a website, usinafrica.com. And I'll tell you, I've been in the organized anti-war movement here, and I stay in it because I believe in the principle and want to stop the war, and I want to, you know, expose the misleadership and get the organizations back on track to the purpose, if I can. And but usinafrica.com. And I'll tell you, man, AFRICOM went in, 2007? And it's been up and running full force under Obama for the past 5 years. You got an African-American president sending troops, you know, many who are African-American.
35 different African nations.
To kill Africans. And, you know,
well, look how they're propping up Paul Kagame in Rwanda and slaughtering and paying for the M23 movement in the Congo and killing these people. But got another break? You can hold
Thank
on if you.
You
like. I want to talk about Africa.
Okay. Okay.
Right.